Taking a look first at your local and regional news. The USA Caring and Sharing Program organizers have issued a reminder that today was the last day to have taken an angel off the giving tree to shop for someone who has a need this holiday season. The angel tree is at the Trinity United Methodist Church at 513 Washington in Sebring, and each angel had a wish for a needed item on it. Gifts that have already been purchased as part of the caring and sharing needs can be brought to the church on Thursday, December the 18th, during office hours. Gift wrapping will be done on Sunday, December 21st, from 4 to 8 p.m., on Monday, December 22nd, from 1 to 4 p.m., and if needed, more gift wrapping will be done later that day again from 6 to 8 p.m. It would be wonderful if those who are helping with the wrapping could also bring their own scissors and tape dispensers. The Caring and Sharing program came about under the direction of the late former Unionville-Sebring Area School District Superintendent William Dodge. And another local and regional news. The Port Huron City Council approved an agreement for 2026 through 2030 with BMJ Engineers for Mariana maintenance. BMJ Engineers do sonar and depth surveying of the Black River to determine if it needs to be dredged. Because the river has not needed to be dredged in the last few years, it is anticipated that dredging will be done in 2026, but that cannot be determined until after the survey of the river is complete. The council approved applying for grants in order to do some of the park, and the council is applying for a $25,000 grant application to the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Legacy Fund to resurface a tennis and pickleball court at Lincoln Park for tennis, and applying for a $25,000 grant for a half-court basketball project in the Renaissance Park. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with more news right after this.
I spent 14 years in foster care, mostly in group homes. I slept in a lot of different rooms, but none of them really felt like mine.
There are more than 100,000 children in foster care waiting to be adopted. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is working to help find them a permanent home.
Now I have my own room, a place that's mine, and a family who loves and supports me.
If you have room in your home or your heart, see how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look at more of your local and regional news next, the Port Huron Police Department has announced that some of their services will not be available on one of the days next week. On Monday, December 22nd, the Records Department will be closed from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Also, fingerprinting will be unavailable on that same day as the live scan system will be down for a scheduled update. Residents who need those services should plan to use those services at a different time or on a different day. And arson charges have been filed against an Elmer Township man in connection with a fire that destroyed recreational vehicles on December the 8th. Harry Wellington Argue, age 61, allegedly set fire to two travel trailers and is charged with two misdemeanor counts of arson of personal property, $200 or more, but less than $1,000. The recreational vehicles that were set on fire were located in the 2000 block of West French Line Road in Elmer Township. Argue is scheduled for a pretrial hearing at 9 a.m. on Monday, December the 22nd. And he is free after posting a $5,000 bond. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today, Wednesday, December the 17th of 2025. Marvin Messing, age 87 of Ruth, passed away on December the 14th of 2025. A memorial service for Marvin Messing will be announced at a later date, with condolences being able to be shared with the family online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. Arrangements are handled through the McAlpin Funeral Home. And Leroy Howard Schweitzer, age 83 of Sebring, passed away on December the 13th of 2025. Visitation for Leroy Howard Schweitzer will be on Thursday, December 18th, at the Yingle Mellendorf Funeral Home from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. The funeral service will be on Friday, December 19th, at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Visitation will begin at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11. Cremation has taken place, and he will be laid to rest along with Arlene at the Great Lakes National Cemetery in Holly, Michigan. Memorial donations may be given to the Emmanuel Lutheran Church of Sebring, and you can share a memory online with his friends and family at jmfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.